Good morning, Lee.
And we're talking about the Banquet by the Beach, which is coming up on the 20th of February. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've had a Banquet by the Beach here. It was certainly that I can remember.
No, it was something quite unique that we wanted to put on, Lee. It's with this weather warming up and with COVID, you know, getting a little bit less restrictive, we really wanted to put something out there for people to enjoy themselves and gather around and make the most of the Burnie weather while it's warm. So
it's a fundraiser. We'll talk more about that in a sec, but really it's all about focusing on the wonderful produce that we do have here in Tasmania.
That's right. A lot of local businesses have done it tough during COVID, as we all know. So although this is a fundraiser, we will be purchasing a lot of the food. So we'll be purchasing from local businesses that need the help. So we're not out asking for donations for the food. We're buying from our local businesses and, you know, keeping them going.
Nothing but local Tasmanian produce like quail, venison, wallaby, beef, pork, lamb, coastal grown vegetables. There'll be salmon, oysters, scallops, mussels, shellfish, and then a lot of cheeses and fruit, chocolate and beverages. So it's a huge range, so it's going to be a big table.
Oh, it will be. I probably can't say, but the taste of Tasmania. There's going to be a bit of everything in Tasmania, and I think that's what makes it special. As well as doing it outside, it's special having all the produce from around Tasmania and making the most of what we've got. And that's what's been pushed during COVID, to get out and check out our backyard. And we've basically gone out to the suppliers and we're going to bring it all to Burnie so everybody can just taste it right there on the beach.
I'm pleased you mentioned that. The Taste of Tasmania, of course, was cancelled due to the COVID situation. That was unfortunate, but it's nice to see that something like this is coming up. I believe the tickets are selling fast.
Yes, I think we've got well over 80 tickets sold at this stage, and we had a table limit of 120, so they're selling quite fast. There's a big uptake, and if you're interested, you want to get in quick.
Now, we did focus on a fundraiser. Just illustrates the person that we're trying to raise the funds for, because we need some money, and we're finding out this is a way of channeling that money into helping out this individual.
Yes, well, we're going to donate a portion of the profits to a young local boy called Matthew Hayes. He's lived in Burnie all of his life, and he's having a lot of struggles with health at the moment, and it's cost him a lot, his family a lot in medical bills, and his mother's just a lovely woman trying to do all that she can. So in knowing about the story, knowing that it's something local, it's a project that our group wanted to get behind to make things a little bit easier for Matthew and his mother regarding the medical bills.
Yeah, and that's the work of the Rotary Club of Burnie West, just helping out those in our community that do need the help, because those that know Matthew would be aware that he's had a brain injury, due to go to Melbourne for another round of surgery, and as we all know, it costs money.
That's correct. Yeah, and we're pleased to help wherever we can.
So what better way just to enjoy some of the produce that we do have in Tasmania with this Banquet by the Beach and helping out someone in our community at the same time?
Exactly. And this is what we want to put on with every event that we do. Something that embraces the local stuff, the local people, and something that we can give back in the future locally when somebody needs the handout.
Who came up with this idea of a Banquet by the Beach?
The key driver I've got to give some credit to is Stephen Sheridan, and he's the owner of Yachty's. So he's got a big mind for running a big events like these. So he was a person that we could really tap into to make all of this possible. He knew the loops to jump through, and the clubs just jumped behind him, and that's basically what it takes to organise an event like this. You need somebody with the vision, and then you need the group to step in and really help drive it home.
So that's on the 20th of February. It is a Saturday, and it all starts at 6 o'clock, runs for about, what, 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 hours. We'll see how the night goes.
The dress code for the evening, smart and casual. So the single ticket sales, how much are they, Ethan?
They're $200 for a single ticket. But of course, we'd like to encourage people to, you know, go as a couple or book a whole table. So we do have discounts if you do go as a couple, or if you book a table of eight, there's a discount there. A bit of a saving.
I believe there'll be raffles running throughout the night, and also auctions, and there's some fantastic items there.
Oh, we've got a load of auction items up for grabs. I'll only just mention a few, such as, you know, we've got a Donald Bradman cap. We've got a signed Tendulkar bat, a painting signed by the artist. And it's going to be quite exciting what's up for grabs. And we're going to do a silent auction online to start it off, and we'll finish it off on the night.
Local live entertainment throughout the night as well.
Exactly. So it's going to be quite an entertaining evening.
All right. So the place to be is South Burnie Beach for the Banquet by the Beach, put on by the hardworking folks at the Rotary Club of Burnie West, doing a great job in our community, raising those funds and helping out those in our community that require it, including Matthew Hayes. So make sure you grab your tickets, available right now. There is a Facebook page too, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So we've got the flyer and a lot of information up there. So just check it out and give the men a call.
Say good day to Lee there, and also Steve at Yachty's.
Yep, that's correct.
Good on you, Ethan. Thanks very much for that. Hopefully it will go well.
Yeah, thank you, Lee.